Hey guys, it's Antiquated Ideas. It's been a very long while. A lot of stuff has happened in my personal life, including, I'm sure you guys know about this hurricane that happened recently, Hurricane Ian. If you didn't know, I'm in Florida. Yeah, hurricanes fucking blow. So, I have that to say about it. And now I've got a 2-hour drive to work because I had to relocate temporarily. You know, it's one of those like temporarily permanent situations, so you know how that is. Or maybe you don't, who knows. But anyway, now that I've got the time on the highway to talk, I figured I might as well get back into it, right? Because it's been a while. So I had a lot to think about recently, and I'd love to share some of those ideas, you know, and just really get back into this sphere. So one thing I want to throw at you guys is that I am interested in starting a history podcast, not just a politics one. That's just a thought. My girlfriend suggested I do it. It's actually a very, very good idea. I'm very thankful she mentioned it. So we'll have to see where that goes. You know, I've said I was going to do a lot of things that I didn't do, just because I get distracted by life. So I'd like to do it though. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was, like the honor system in society and how we don't have it anymore, which, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We have manners and things like that, but manners don't really equate to honor, you know? It's not like, honor is like a personal liability system. You know, you wouldn't do something you wouldn't do something stupid because it would dishonor yourself. And really, there's a like complete lack of that in today's society, obviously. But more so is the fact that that lack of honor, has created kind of a multitude of issues surrounding personal accountability, personal liability, whatever you want to call it. You know, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, honor has been a part of societies for thousands of years. You know, it's not, it's most definitely not a new idea. Fucking, hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Okay, so, what for me was a very long phone call, for you should be probably like a 1-second break, but you'll have to forgive me because my brain's kind of scrambled right now. But what I was talking about, honor has been a part of society for thousands of years, you know, every society. Every major society, anyway. But I'm sure that all the little ones, you know, they have their own form of honor as well. They have their own system of accountability. And that's really the main kind of point about this today is accountability and responsibility. And that's not to say, you know, responsibility in such a way that, like, you have to go out of your way to please everyone and to do right by every single person and help them with every single need, you know, at cost to yourself. No, that kind of responsibility is more of like a self-punishment. You know, I think that obviously it's good, you want to help people, and it's an honorable thing to do to help people. And you know, really about helping people, I feel like it's especially honorable today because there are so many people who are selfish and just uncaring that to be someone truly good, which is a choice, by the way, it is a choice to be a good person. And there are fucking hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, millions, whatever, people every day who make that choice not to be a good person. You can always stop. You know, your actions define you to a degree, I believe, but they don't completely define you. You know, you can change. Maybe if you're like a pedophile or a rapist, you can't really change then. You are definitively a bad person in my eyes, and I will see you as nothing else. But you know, let's say that you were a liar or a fucking swindler or something. You can change that. You know, you can choose to become a good and honorable person. Now, of course, good and bad are subjective terms. And that's really a conversation for another time. And it's a conversation that doesn't have an end either. Because good and bad are subjective, there's no real way to say, you know, which is right and which is wrong. I think that as people, we have a basic moral sense of what is right and what is wrong, you know, like an intuitive sense. But I say that, and then it seems like some people just don't fucking have that. So, I don't know, really. That's, you know, one of life's great mysteries is what is right and what is wrong. And there is no correct answer to that, in my opinion. Well, there are a few, in my opinion, I guess, but definitively, I don't know. But that's getting a little heady for me right now. It's fucking early in the morning. I don't want to get onto this existentialist shit. But anyway, so honor. You know, like I was saying, especially nowadays, it's really an honorable thing to do to choose to help people. Definitely don't put everyone's problems on yourself to the point that you're never dealing with your own issues, because that is an issue in and of itself. But definitely be kind to people. That's an honorable thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of simple ways to be honorable, you know, and really having confidence in yourself and sticking to your own morals and beliefs is honorable, you know. That's something that I'm very firm about, is that I'm adamant in my beliefs. I have changed my opinions before when somebody presents something to me in such a way that I think is better or that makes clearer sense to me, then yes, of course I'll change my opinion. But to outright just change or hide, you know, conceal my actual thoughts based on who I'm around and what they want to hear, to me, that's wrong. If somebody else doesn't like my opinion, that's their fucking problem. And that's how it should be. I mean, especially if you really, truly believe in something, the most honorable thing that you can do for yourself is to stand up for your fucking beliefs. And I don't know how many times people need to hear that, but people really need to just think for themselves, stand up for their beliefs. You know, obviously you want to pick your fights, because you don't need to go all in on the fucking grocery store cashier who is talking about something you don't like. But don't, you know, if it's a pretty major thing, don't back down from it. And you know what? Especially when you don't back down, sometimes your opinion changes. Sometimes somebody proves you wrong. And in that situation, I believe it is also an honorable thing to do to admit when you're wrong. That's accountability for you right there, is taking responsibility for when you're right, when you're wrong. If you fuck up, admit you fucked up. Fix it, but admit you fucked up. If you need help, admit you need help. That to me is a very honorable thing to do. Of course, it is honorable to do as much as you can on your own, you know. You want to be a capable person. You want to be you want to be an asset, not a liability. But sometimes you do need help. Sometimes you have to learn. And in my opinion, it's very honorable to ask for those things, because how else can somebody expect you to learn? How else can somebody expect you to do right if you don't know when you're doing wrong? But going back, when you look at today's society, you know, as a whole, and you see this lack of honor, right? People fucking sell themselves out for anything, really. it's like, it's not hard to see how quickly people will, and over really anything too. You know, people will sell themselves out over, like, look at all these people, look at all these fucking degenerates who sell themselves online, you know, literally sell themselves, like sell their bodies online. That's fucked up. I don't know how little respect you have to have for yourself to do that, because I could never, but people do it regardless. That to me is a very dishonorable thing to do, to sell yourself out like that, because in my opinion, people, you know, you should see that you're worth more. You really should see that you're worth more than that, and respect yourself enough to not sell yourself out. Quick side note, right? Passing two cops on the side of the highway, doing the speed limit, and everybody still slams on their fucking brakes. Why do people do that? Why? Speaking of dishonorable, don't be a fucking idiot. That's a good way to not be dishonorable. Jeez, you know, I really don't like other drivers, if you haven't noticed. People need to fucking go back to school or something. But, yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, self-respect, that's honorable. I think really that, you know, I'm trying to, like, have a profound thought here, and it's just not coming to me in the way that I want it to. Or, like, I'm not being able to articulate it in the way that I want to. And that happens to me quite a bit, it seems like. I'm really hoping that you guys are getting the idea here, is that there are a lot of honorable things to do in life, but they're choices to make, they're realizations that you need to have. And, you know, it's all about what can you do, not sitting there and worrying about things that are out of your hands. And of course, that's a really hard thing not to do. It's incredibly, incredibly hard to not worry about things that are out of your control, because it's in our human nature to worry about those things that we can't control, because we don't control them. So we're like, what the fuck do we do? But don't worry about that. You know, focus on what you can do. And I promise that will make you an infinitely better person, infinitely more useful, give you infinitely more confidence. And from that stems honor. Once you know what is right, what is wrong, what to stand up for, what you believe in, you know, that's where that honor comes from, where you take pride in the things that you do. And I see that a lot in people's work nowadays also, is that money, right? People will sell themselves the fuck out for money, for anything. They will do anything for money, man. I mean, like, a lot of these people, and I see it all the time, and it's not like this is a new thing necessarily. This has been going on for a long time, of course. I think laziness has become more prevalent, like cheating the system has become more of an accepted idea. But people really will sell themselves out. They'll do anything for money. I mean, like, nothing is beneath them when it comes to money. And I really disagree with that. But hopefully, again, you guys are understanding what I'm saying here. Because I've got this idea in my head, right, about what honor is. And I think really that the idea of honor is not something that people understand much anymore. Like, it should be an inherent sense to you, but it's not, because it's been stripped away. Where we have a society now where you're nameless and faceless, you know, you're just another number, another fucking cog in the machine. And that's how they want you to be. Because if you had any honor, right, you would stand up against this system. And that's why they take away every opportunity for you to stand up against the system. Because it's self-respect, really. If you want to boil down honor, it would be self-respect. Not self-respect in an egotistical manner, because that's not self-respect. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for? I mean, it's just having an ego. You know, that's loving yourself to such a degree that you think you have no flaws. That's not self-respect. Self-respect includes admitting your flaws and working to correct them. You know, working to be a better person. And in any way that you can. And I guess really the whole point that I'm trying to make here is that, you know, that self-respect and that personal accountability, those are the things that we need to focus on a lot as a society. You know, finding your place in society, what are you going to do? It doesn't matter if you're an outsider, because an outsider still has places. Outsiders are usually innovators, you know? Me, I'm an artsy person too. So sometimes I question that. Where the fuck do I fit in society? But you really shouldn't. You shouldn't question that, because entertainment has its value. Art has value. It's different to every single person what value that is, but it still has value. To me, it's a very, very important thing. I mean, I want that to be my living, you know, is art. But music, not everyone is like that, though. Some people are more capable of working a regular job and enjoying it and not seeing anything wrong with that life. And if that's what you want to do, is you want to grind away, you know, and make the most money possible, grinding away at a job, and, you know, I can respect that. It's not what I would choose for myself, but I can respect that. And that's your own honor right there, is saying, this is what I chose to do. You know, saying, okay, if you want to work 70 hours a week so that you can get ahead, that's honorable. Go ahead. And, you know, I respect it, because I can't do that. I can't bring that upon myself. I value other things too much to be working all the time. But some people are able to put that away and, you know, make that sacrifice. And sacrifices are another very honorable thing, in my opinion. And especially when you embrace them. Because sacrifice is something that everyone has to do. Whether you want to do it or not, it's going to happen. And the more willing, I think, that you are to make those sacrifices when it's time for them to happen, the more honorable of a decision it is. Really, if you want a good idea as to what honor truly is, you should look to your ancestors. You should look to these ancient societies, and even fucking medieval society. You know, chivalry. Look at the way that people held themselves. You know, people did not want to be disrespected. People didn't want to be beat down. They would stand up for themselves, because your name carries weight, you know, and that weight, that's you. That's your honor. That's your self-respect. That's your name that you've made for yourself, or that your family has made, and that you want to uphold, you know, so don't let that go to waste. You should really find that mentality again. A lot of people have lost it. And it's really no fault of their own, because this is what we've been taught. You know, we it's been a long time since anyone's been in a society that's really honorable. I hate to say it, but, you know, America is not honorable in any way. There's a lot that can change. And, you know, bettering the system by bettering yourself, I think that's where you got to start. So look back to the ancients, you know, look back to your ancestors and find what they would have done. Think about what they would have done. And then you'll think, and then you'll find what you should do. Anyway, that's the episode for today. Hopefully it made some kind of sense. Once again, I'm, you know, usually spewing out rambling, incoherent nonsense. So it's up to you to make sense of that. But that's a skill in and of itself, and one that I don't have, because I can't talk in a fucking organized manner. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it.